So can you shed some light on the center of excellence that you're establishing at IIT Kanpur for research and development of high technology rural development?
This has been going on for quite some time because of the fact that I work in rural development, and I felt that IIT Kanpur is the right place because the students are here and the very qualified faculty who can be engaged in developing some technologies, especially hardware, for students to take part in that, and then this thing can fly. So I had a long discussion with Dr. Abhay Karandigar when he was a director here, and today I had a discussion with Dr. Raju Gupta, and we are trying to now prepare the proposal, and we'll start with few projects which are very much applicable and very useful for rural development.
For youngsters, if you can sum up the synergy between science and spirituality in two lines, what would that be?
That's a tough question, but spirituality gives you the wisdom to look at all the issues and avenues. Technology helps you in leading a good and sustainable life, and the combination of spirituality and technology makes you sustainable, happy, and overall a holistic person.
An advice to young aspiring researchers in this energy space?
Yeah, only advice I can give to the youngsters is, and researchers, India is a very vast country with 60% of our population lives in rural areas, and they need to be brought into the mainstream development of so that India can become a very powerful and a very sustainable and economically powerful country, and for that we need research to be done to help these rural population for providing technologies, and so that their daily lives can be made better and their general needs are taken care of. And this can only happen with the research and development in science and technology.
Last question would be, sir, that IIT Kanpur recently has been doing a lot of work in the renewable energy and the sustainability space. So one thing that you may have caught your eye as to a good work that has happened, and how does one take this from here to the rural sector?
Yes. I come regularly to IIT Kanpur just because of that, because I love to interact with the youngsters, and the work that is already happening in IIT Kanpur is very good work. What is needed is the focus of all the work for the students to engage with the story of rural India, because they are the future of this country, and if they can utilize their knowledge in technology for improving the quality of life of the rural people, then that will be a great thing, and this will really create what our Prime Minister says, the Vishwaguru. And Vishwaguru can only come when our youngsters, the bright youngsters of IIT Kanpur, can help in the development of all the science and technology for rural development.
Any works of IIT recently that you think has come to your notice?
Yeah, I keep on reading on different things that the IITians are doing. For example, today we had a nice discussion with one of the faculty members on the water. The issue of water and energy are the two main issues for rural India, and we felt that more work needs to be done in how to provide clean drinking water to rural areas. This is an area which we are very much engaged right now. We are setting up a complete technology for providing very clean drinking water for rural schools, because the children in the rural schools don't get good clean water, and when their health deteriorates, then they cannot study. And I think by our technology, which is basically based upon rainwater harvesting and using solar energy to clean the water, this will help in providing clean drinking water for rural areas. And my request through this media is that I need excellent young scientists and engineers from IIT Kanpur to help us in this cause of rural development.